早上我们看过森林，下午我们来看树木。
This morning we took a bird's eye view at the book of Second Corinthians. Now we'll go a bit deeper in detail.
那为什么保罗要改变行程呢
？So why is it that Paul had to change his itinerary？
因为那些就哥林多人说，你看保罗这么没有信用啦，常常变来变去的啦。
Because the Corinthians would argue, look at Paul, he doesn't keep his word.
保罗说我们其实是对得起良心的。
But Paul says that he has a clear conscience.
我们做计划不是随随便便做的。
And we plan not lightly.
因为我们这样改变，你们就说我们传的福音也会改变。我们实在是我们所传的耶稣是永远不会变的耶稣。
And you say that because we change our plans, we change the doctrine we preach, but Jesus is never changing.
其实我们不要马上去啊，是要给你们时间悔改。
And the reason we haven't gone to your place immediately is to give you time for repentance.
那我保罗也怕了，所以不敢去了。
And Paul was actually afraid to go to that place.
那到底他怕什么呢
？So what was the reason for his fear?
我们来看这个，十二章。
Let's see chapter 12.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
这里中文有三个怕字。
Three kinds of fear are mentioned here.
但是在英文好像看不出来，我们用中文有三个怕。
And there are three kinds of fear mentioned here in Second Corinthians chapter 12.
二十节。
Verse 27.
我们从十九节开始好了。
Let's start from verse 19.
你们到如今还想我们是向你们分数你以为我们都在找理由不去吗
？So do you think that we are finding excuses not to go？
我们在基督里面前我们本是在基督面前、神面前说话的啦所以我们是不是说假话的啦
？So we speak not falsehoods.
一切事情都是为造就你们做的。
All that we said is for your edification.
二十节开始，第一个怕，我怕了。
Verse 20 it says that I fear.
我怕什么呢我再来见面的时候呢你们不和我所想的你们见我也不和你们所想望的就是我本来希望你们悔改你们都不悔改我怕你们不悔改啦
In other words, I'm frightful that when I get there, I find that you did not repent.
你们都有一个期待可能期待我脸色好看一点但是我实在很能你们不悔改我实在是要我这样子脸色好看我也是快乐不起来啦
You have the expectation that I show you kindness and a kind face, but if you do not repent, I cannot do that.
So 有时候我们不去因为期待没有达到了稍微迟延一下。
Sometimes we do not go or we are not there on time because our expectation might not be met.
有时候年轻人相亲不想见面因为在这个谈 email 的时候觉得大家好像期待有点落差见面有什么用呢这么快见面
And sometimes people when they are not ready in their time of courtship they are not see each other because they might think that their expectation might fail
这个是期待问题
And this is a question of unmet expectations
第二个怕
The second fear
又怕有纷争啦嫉妒啦恼怒啦结党啦毁谤啦谗言狂傲混乱的事所以是我去的时候你们通通 有这些事情让我觉得 心里很忧伤啦
So this is also in verse 20 when it says contention, jealousies and so forth this might cause sadness in Paul's heart
不是 我怕我自己去不能够处理你们的问题啦
It is not that I have the fear I cannot resolve the problem
而是你们不能相信我可以处理你们的问题啊
But the problem here is that you don't believe that I have the capacity to do so.
所以这样见面有什么意思呢
So then what is the point for us meeting?
真的有时候不是工人不能处理问题。
It is not that the workers are incapable.
是有时候信徒不相信工人有这个权柄啊。
But sometimes the matter is that the people do not believe that the workers have that power.
你们继续有恼怒、结党、纷争的事情，这个大家见的面都难过了。
So if there are contention, jealousies, and outbursts of wrath, then everyone loses by meeting.
这次的 NCC 讨论的时候，有一个长老讲一个故事。
During the National Church Conference, there was an elder who told a story.
他说了有淡水教会有一对年轻人这个在交往呢。
He mentioned that in Tansui Church,
教会的弟兄姐妹在交往。
In Taiwan, there was a couple during their courtship.
这个两对年轻人呢，对那个长老非常的信任。
And both youth were very trusting in this elder.
但是交往到一半大家交往不下去了。
But during their courtship, they found out that they weren't matching for each other.
那个姐妹一直抱怨说，那个弟兄根本不爱，不喜欢我，喜欢我怎么一天到晚都不跟我这个？刚开始有跟我联络，以后都不跟我讲话了。
Because the sister complained that how is it that this brother likes me at all? He doesn't even talk to me.
啊，弟兄说没有啊，我是喜欢他的，只是他都不晓得我这么忙啊。
But the brother answered back and said.Saying it's not like that. It's like I'm so busy. She doesn't know about it.
那长老就叫他们两个过来他面前谈了。
So the elder brought them forth and talked to them both.
那个长老就在他们面前一直骂那个弟兄，骂到那个姐妹说：“拜托长老，你不要再骂他了。我现在知道他很忙了。”
So the elder actually rebuked and scolded the young man until the sister had to come out and say, "Stop it. That's enough."
那长老可以处理这个问题，是因为他们相信。他们两个本来就对这个长老很信任。
And the reason the elder was able to resolve the problem was out of the trust of both parties.
另外一个，他们有问题，长老，有人请长老去处理，长老就笑一笑，不做表达。
Sometimes when they went to this elder for a resolution, the elder would just smile and say nothing.
怎么跟你们处理？一走去，我看你们对我讲的话就开始打折扣了，我怎么做事情呢？
The elder would say, I can't do anything for you. You don't even trust me. I don't know.Even from where to start.
我讲重也不是，讲轻也不是，讲重了，你们说，你看长老这么凶，真耶稣教会长老最凶了。
If I'm a bit strict, you will say, "Wow, true Jesus Church is really frightening."
讲的再轻，你们说，哎呀，你又隔靴搔痒。
If I'm too light on you, you say that we are, you do not take us seriously.
所以保罗说，我怕你们又不信任我，又不把我当成使徒看啊，我去你们那边继续混政结党啊，我怕。
So Paul says, I have this fear that you do not trust me in resolving your contentions and
fights. 21节
Verse 21,
第三个怕。
The third one.
且怕我来的时候，我的神叫我在你面前惭愧，又因许多人从前犯罪、行污秽、奸淫、邪荡的事，不肯悔改，我就忧愁了。我真的我怕到你们那边的时候，神叫我在你面前惭愧，因为我真的没有办法处理你们的问题啦。
And my fear is that God will humble me before you because I cannot resolve your matters.
你看哥林多教会的问题哦，不只是道理问题，还有道德问题哦。
So look at there is not only the problem with the doctrine, but also problems with the morals.
哦，这是他们没有悔改哦，所以保罗这时候延长时间了，怕。
This is the fear out of Paul for the Corinthians not repenting.
不过今天你们都不用怕了。
But today, fear not.
为什么呢？
Why?
即使你们教会问题太大，教会叫我去，我还是要去就是了。
Because no matter how big are the problems in your church, if I'm sent there, I will go.
以前的传道人他们没有 GA 啊，有感动就去，没有感动就晚一点去啊。
In the apostolic times, there was no GA, so whenever they felt moved to go, they went.
但是感谢主了，我觉得我们今天的弟兄姐妹哈，也是哈，遇到问题我们都可以一起来，就是需要一点时间呢。但是如果大家一起，还是可以处理事情的。
But thank God because we're all brothers and sisters. It might take some time to resolve the problems, but in the end, things should work out.
那我们来看完三怕，我们再看第一个无愧良心的问题。下一页。
So after the three fears, let us take a look at the clear conscience.
我们现在继续谈那个为什么它改变呢？我们只是把那个三点再谈细一点哦。谈那个保罗有一个无愧的良心呢。
And this is the next slide, and we will talk about these three points a little deeper, and I will focus on the clear conscience of Paul.
我们来看一章的十二节。
Let's see, chapter 1, verse 12.
哥林多后书一章十二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12.
我们所夸的是自己的良心见证，我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。哦，保罗说我们有良心的见证。
Paul says that he has a testimony of conscience.
这一节哦，今天的英文，有时候我们在看这个哥林多后书的时候，如果你觉得中文念不太通哦，请你念英文哦，请你念英文。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience.
Yeah.The testimony of conscience. 我们的夸口就是我们良心给我们做见证了。所以良心是可以给我们做见证，我们的良心是没有羞愧的。
From this phrase, we know that the conscience can give testimony for us.
他说哦，这个我们跟人家在一起都是有一个英文叫做 pure motive and godly sincerity 哦，有单纯的动机跟圣洁的真诚啦。
And we see here that we live it with each other in simplicity and godly sincerity.
啊，你是什么 simplicity 啊？嗯哼。啊，另外一个版本是 pure 啊 simplicity pure motive， 就是我们跟弟兄姐妹在一起哦。我们没有隐藏的动机啦。
Simplicity is also pure motive, meaning no hidden agenda.
这个哦，如果跟弟兄姐妹在一起哦，老师要玩这个称呼哦，有时候很辛苦了。我们人跟人相处也是一样，如果要玩那个啊，称呼很深哦，跟人在一起一定要像下棋哦，很麻烦呢、啊。
And it is really a great pain if when we are in church, we are playing charades constantly with each other.
哎，有的人真的很会下棋啊，他跟人家相处也会下棋呢。要先算，我如果这样讲，你等一下怎么回答？你怎么回答的时候，我要再怎么讲？哦，那我最后我要把你带到哪里去？哦，很累嘞。
So some people really deal with their personal relationships as they play chess. They think this move will lead to this other move, and for this move, I have to this make this other move.
所以我们做圣工的要有这种 sincerity, 就是真诚的、肝胆相照的，哦，没有 hidden agenda 的。我们对就是做对，你不喜欢听，对不起，这个圣经上这样讲，我怎么办呢？啊，你喜欢听啊，感谢主啊，就是这样子啊。
So we who do holy work need to make things clear. What the Bible says is how it is. We speak it like it is.
有的你看有些人外尤其外邦人呐、啊，你看那个约押为了要杀死亚玛撒，刚开始是怎么样？哦，都是用诡诈的方式啊。
We see this general in the Old Testament that in order to assassinate his enemy, he used much trickery.
那犹大是用亲嘴的方式来卖主耶稣基督啊。
And Judas Iscariot used a kiss to sell the Lord.
这是手不洁心不清啊。
And this is to have impure acts.
手不清洁心不干净。
That our hands are dirty as our hearts are.
这样的人很难登神的山啊。
And for these people, it is hard for make matters work.
那你看到保罗在他的生命当中哦，他唯一他那个，因为大家比较累嘛，所以我就要走动啊。
I'm going to watch over you guys so that you don't sleep.
我看如果比较累，我们是不是起来做运动一下？
Maybe we need another exercise session.
那个神在谈事情的时候，有时候他指着天跟地为他做见证。
So when God speaks, sometimes he says that the heaven and the earth are his witnesses.
神啊，神在跟以色列人辩论的时候，天啊，地啊，你来做见证，你看我多么爱以色列人，以色列人既然背叛我，神用天地来做见证。
And when he argues with the Israelites, he says, listen heaven and listen earth, how this debate happens.
那保罗他在证实自己的真诚的时候呢，他不是指天地，他指自己的良心。
And Paul, when he is debating with the Corinthians, he points not to heaven and earth, but to his own conscience.
Not only Corinthians, 每次他在证明自己清白的时候呢。
Actually, every time he has to express or defend himself, not only to the Corinthians.
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
23章
Acts chapter 23.
这是保罗对公会的人讲的。
This is Paul's explanation before the council.
23章的第一节。
Chapter 23, verse 1.
这个赵弟兄，请你读。23章第一节。
保罗定睛看着公会的人说：“弟兄们，我在神面前行事为人都是凭着良心，直到今日。”
好，保罗他在讲，都是我行事为人都是凭着良心，直到今日。
Paul says that he lives in all good conscience before God until this day.
我们看24章的第16节。
Let's turn to chapter 24, verse
16. 24章16节。
24:16.
24章16节。24章16节，王弟兄，王政委。24章16节。所以我们在教会做圣工哦，真的，要常常有保罗的精神呢、啊。
And therefore, as we do holy work in church, we need to keep the attitude.
有时候人家误会我们呢、啊。
Sometimes we are wrong.
Some people misunderstand us.
And sometimes people misunderstand us.
那个日久见人心啊。
But as time goes by, you truly see what a person is
made of. 慢慢的，别人就会知道。
And you will see the trueness in a person.
啊，所以这边说，我们再回来看哥林多后书第三。
Let's turn the return to Second Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 1.
我所夸的是自己良心的见证了哈。我们凭着啊，来。
That my boasting is a testimony of our conscience.
我们凭着神的 圣洁跟诚实在世做人。
That we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity.
那这里这个 sincerity 哦，诚心哦，它有加个 godly， 这个 godly sincerity 为什么不要 sincerity 就好了？要 godly sincerity 真诚就好了，要圣洁的真诚呢？
Notice that here it talks about sincerity, but it mentions that this is godly sincerity.
我觉得我们工人哦，在跟弟兄姐妹相处，或是弟兄姐妹彼此相处哈，我们当然都没有诡诈，但是哈，也要一种圣洁的态度。
I feel that between workers and members, or even between members, we do not have hidden agendas, but we need to be pure.
没有 sincerity 哈，人跟人之间会觉得距离很远。
And without sincerity, our relationship is farther and farther away.
但是没有 godly sincerity 太多的 sincere, 太多的爱没有 godly 很容易产生火花呢。
But then sincerity alone without godliness might ignite sparks.
这个有，我现在说实话，遇到姐妹，我喜欢跟弟兄握手，但是不太敢跟姐妹握手。
And to be honest with you, I'm okay shaking with hands with brothers, but not so much with sisters.
这个，但是到夏威夷呢，我是可以跟人家 hug 了，没问题了。
But in Hawaii, hugging is okay.
我已经习惯了我已经习惯了。但是那是 of course is holy hug, right? It's godly hug.
And this is just a habit that I developed. It's a godly hug, really.
我要说什么呢？我的意思就是说，关怀如果没有一个圣洁，很容易出差错。
So my point is that care without godliness might lead to undesired outcomes.
所以我今天早上有听到谢长老讲那些话，我们真的，我们自己做圣工的真的要很注意。
So as Elder Shea mentioned this morning, we who do holy work must be very cautious about this.
一个弟兄姐妹。一个弟兄如果太关心一个姐妹或者是一个姐妹太关心一个弟兄不是两个一起不是整体的关心因为被关心的人通常 very vulnerable 就是说他有一个 very vulnerable very 怎么讲很脆弱
So in the case that a brother cares too much about a sister or vice versa then the one who is cared about becomes very vulnerable
所以我们在教会里面谈的应该是集体的辅导比较好，不要单独的辅导。
So in church, it is better to have a collective counseling as opposed to individual counseling.
这是保罗跟弟兄姐妹相处的态度。
And this is the attitude Paul used to treat the believers.
他又说，我们即使跟人家相处，或是在世做人做事都是不是靠人的聪明，乃是靠神的恩惠。
And Paul says that everything is done not by worldly wisdom, but through God's grace.
像你们是更是这样子了。我常常跟年轻人讲说你要成功大概有两个可能啦。第一个就是你很聪明也很努力啦。
So I've often tell the youth that if you want to be successful, then there are two roads you can walk on. One is that you are very smart and you make a great deal of effort.
这样你可能冲很可能有成就。
And then you might have some chance of success.
那另外一种就是你在神面前得恩惠了，当然你也很努力。
Then the other possibility is that you are shown grace by God and you also put in your effort.
其实机会真的是神给的。
Because a chance and opportunity come from God.
我跟伯恩教会分享一个小故事。
I shared once a story with the Bowling Park Church.
是我认识一位小姐妹后来听爸爸妈妈的话，去读比较不好的大学，社区大学。
There was a little sister that in the end listened to her parents' words, and she went to study in a community college.
但是呢，因为她听神的话，她会知道她在这个社区大学得到神很多的恩惠。
But because she listened to the word of God, she realized that she received much grace and blessing during her time in the community college.
自己回家跟爸爸妈妈讲，你跟爸爸，我本来考试考不好，老师都叫我重考一次不是，就是当场考本来这个答案已经写错了。老师说，你本来过考的不错，这次怎么考这么烂？来来来，过来，当场叫他过来。他已经知道这题错了，本来是答 B 错了，这题答案是什么？他再重新再选一次，那等于就是当场再给他考一次就对了。
So sometimes the teacher after she handed in her exam, the teacher will call her over and said, "Look at this answer. Do you think that you should change it?" And the teacher would just give her the test again on the spot.
所以在这两年的社区大学当中呢，他自己体会到神给他很多的恩惠，不是他的 聪明跟努力而已，是神给她恩惠。
So during her 2 years at community college, she felt that God didn't give her wisdom or intelligence, but rather he showed him his grace directly.
那我们在做教会的圣工哦，也不是靠自己的聪明。
Now as we do holy work, we do not rely on our own understanding.
也是靠神的恩惠。
We rely on God's grace as well.
我做一个小小的见证哦，来荣耀神。
Let me give you a short testimony to glorify God.
啊，这次小弟到玻利维亚去。
I had the opportunity to go to Bolivia.
说实话，我不晓得自己要做什么。
And honestly, I don't know why I went there.
我只有一个想法，就是看看这个 Peter 肖弟兄啊。
I only went there with the mindset to meet this brother called Peter.
我不晓得我有什么工作可以做。
And I didn't know how I could help.
那我也没有跟我知道有个慕道者在玻利，我也没有跟他联络。
I knew there was a truth seeker living in Bolivia, but I didn't contact him.
我也没有想到说，原来 Peter 肖弟兄本来是在他的岳父的餐馆工作，他是 24/7 的，就是。他那个餐馆生意好得不得了，他根本没有办法陪我或者是理我们，我你去哦，就是真的他们很忙啊，他们那个店哦忙得不得了这样子。
And I didn't know that this brother Peter Shaw worked for his father-in-law in his restaurant, and because their business was very good, he was working almost 24/7.
我都没有想到这些，我只是单纯的主耶稣叫我去我就去这样子。
So I didn't think much about it. I thought the Lord is sending me there, so I'll just go.
但是我一入这个国家，或者到神的带领就很明显了。
But as soon as I landed in that country, I felt the grace and the guidance of God.
他们 Peter Shaw 夫妇来机场接机啊。
And then Peter Shaw and his wife came to pick me up at the airport.
他就说传道真的神的时间 很巧妙，这个两天前我才离开我岳父的公司。
And he said God's timing is really amazing. I just quit my job at my father-in-law's restaurant 2 days ago.
那我说啊，那你失业咯。
So I said then does that mean you're unemployed?
他说不怕，我已经连续工作了8个月都没有休息，所以这样一个时间休息更正好。
He said it doesn't matter. This is my first vacation in 8 months, so it is actually good.
然后他就陪我，我们刚好可以联络到那个慕道朋友啊。
And we also contacted that truth seeker.
所以每天下午我们就跟 Peter 肖，就是到处就是去访问慕道朋友了。
So each afternoon we went on visitation to see different truth seekers.
我们本来也不想要洗礼的。
In the beginning we had no plans for baptism.
可是那个 Peter 肖的岳父就一直跟我们讲，这个慕道朋友来很久了啦。
But the father-in-law of this brother Peter Shaw kept telling us that this truth seeker has been studying the truth for a long time.
我本来都没有想到说要可以救到灵魂的。
And we never thought we could actually save a soul.
因为这个朋友的先生已经80多岁了，也中风了。
And because the husband of this true seeker is already 80 and he suffered a stroke.
他的太太已经为他祷告很久了，希望早点到真耶稣教会来受洗。
The true seeker, the wife prayed for her husband for a long time, hoping that he would be baptized in the true Jesus Church.
真的，我发觉到一切都是神在带领。像虽然只去不到一个礼拜，但是前后呢能够救两条灵魂。
And although I was there for only a week without much planning, in the end we ended up saving two souls.
所以我们就知道一件事情，我这个事情之后，有一个神学生写一封 email 来说，传道做圣工有没有什么秘诀
？So after this, a theological student emailed me saying, "Preacher, is there any secret to doing holy work?"
真的没有什么，就是神的恩惠，神跟你同在。
And really, the answer is that there is none. It's just the abidance and the guidance of God.
这次我们在传道训练班的时候，谢长老讲一个观点：神怎么样跟一个人同在
？And then this time in the minister's workshop, Elder Shea encouraged everyone saying how to have God's abidance with you.
就是你有愿做的心。你神就跟你同在。
If you have a willing heart, God would be with you.
他是引用这一节，这一节也是在这个哥林多后书我们。
And he mentioned a verse in 2 Corinthians.
第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第八章十二节。
Chapter 8 verse 12.
第八章十二节。
8:12.
因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，不是照他所没有的。谢长老解释说，如果蒙悦纳，那神当然高兴，就会跟你同工啊。
Elisha says that if this is accepted to God, then God will certainly be with you.
所以今天我们看到保罗他做事情都是无愧的良心。
So now we see that Paul does everything out of a clear conscience.
所以他说我们都是没有，就是都是 very simple agenda 了。所以呢，我们写的信也都是很直接的啦，你看就看得懂的。我们在信里面 直接了当了，你们不要分析了、猜测了，就可以明白了。
And because we do everything out of simplicity, we do not write to you in hidden words, but we write to you what our letters are saying.
所以你看十三节，一章十三节。
Let's see chapter one, verse 13.
我们现在写给你们的话，并不外乎你们所念的、所认识的。我也盼望你们到底还要认识啊，十四节。
14.
正如你们已经有几分认识我们，以我们夸口，好像我们在主耶稣的日子。以你们为夸口一样，所以他说我们的信真的都是很 straightforward 啦，都你不用分析猜测就可以明白的啦。
So Paul says that our words are straightforward. Don't try to double guess.
我你虽然现在对我只是片面的了解哈，我希望以后呢，你们会完全的了解啦。
Although now you see me partially, I hope that one day you will understand me completely.
所以我们说日久见人心呐、
So we say that with time the true colors are shown.
这个在经过一段的沟通之后呢，我们会彼此越来越了解。
And after some communication, we will gain a deeper understanding of each other.
这里有时候刚开始我们对人跟人之间呢、会有一些误会。
And sometimes, when we get to know each other, there are misunderstandings.
彼此不认识太深呐、
Because we do not know each other too deeply.
我最近听小周传道讲一个笑话了。
I recently heard the younger preacher Cho say a joke.
因为他说刚来美国的时候呢，这个英文不是很懂啊。
He said that when he came to the United States, his English wasn't very good.
他每次上飞机，人家就会问他说 ，pasta or chicken?
So whenever he went on a plane, people would ask the flight attendant would ask pasta or chicken.
他说 pasta， 他心里想，哇，这个美国的航空公司好厉害，怎么知道我是 pasta？ Yes。所以他那个指定了 pastor， 他说 yes，
so he would say, pastor， yes， yes， I am the pastor， you're right。
他不晓得，所以他说这个美国人真厉害啊！那个没有上飞机，一上飞机就知道他是 pastor， 可是人家是问他说你要 pasta 还是要 chicken？
He was saying that Americans are really insightful. How is it that they know I'm a pastor？
我要为什么讲这个笑话？因为下午你们想睡觉嘛。
So the reason I told this joke is just to keep you awake。
那另外一个意思就是说，人要彼此了解。因为他现在懂得讲这个笑话，因为他比较认识这个环境了，也比较了解了。
And the reason for this joke is that the preacher understands the circumstance and the environment.
所以我们有时候对人哈、想好的比较好啦，不要常常去想坏的啦。
So sometimes when we think about someone, we should try our best to think about that person positively rather than negatively.
那如果他真的那么坏哦，可能他真的生病了啦。
I mean, if that person is you think is evil, maybe it's because they are sick.
真的有的人他，你看有的人他是 handicap 啊，你很同情他，对不对哦
？When you see a handicapped person, you might your heart will be moved to.
但是有的人真的他真的是 handicap， 他真的。你们认识人真的有的人哦 ，IQ 真的好高好高，就是 EQ 真的好烂好烂，有没有有这样的人
？And some people, as you might notice, have a very high intellectual quotient, but their emotional quotient is quite low.
那有的人他生下来就 EQ 比较不好啊。主耶稣已经接纳他了，我们应该要接纳他了。
Some people are not good at emotions, because this is the way Jesus created them. But Jesus accepts them, and so should we.
所以我们一定要想好的，不要想坏的，我们就会更快乐。
So let us think about the good things rather than the bad, and we'll be more joyful.
保罗说呢，我凡事都是凭着良心在做事情。
So Paul says, everything I do out of a clear conscience.
他说我不是这个定计划不是随便改的啦、
And he says that I did not set up my original plan lightly.
我们继续来看第一章。
Let's continue seeing chapter 1.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我既然这样深信，就早有意到你们那里去，叫你们再得益处。十六节。
16.
请你读。
To pass by way of you to Macedonia, to come again from Macedonia to you, and be held by you on my way to Judea.
17节。
17. Therefore, when I was planning this, did I do it lightly? Or the things I plan, do I plan according to the flesh? That with me there should be yes, yes, and no, no.
好，这个。所以他本来是要重复到这个哥林多两次由马其顿从那里到往北到马其顿，再从马其顿再回到哥林多然后再到犹大去所以他会前后到哥林多去两次。
So Paul's original plan was to go to Corinth, then Macedonia, then back to Corinth, and finally to Judea.
后来他真的没有去
But this wasn't what actually happened.
他这样本来的计划是本来要希望 叫你们给我送行啊，第十六节。
In verse 16, it says that originally he planned for the people to give him a farewell.
来，谁可以回答一下送行是什么意思
？So what does this actually mean?
送行，你们给我送行。十七、十六节，叫你们给我送行往犹大去。送行是什么意思
？Says here, and behold, by you on my way to Judea.
有没有？你们英文有没有送行
？It says, and behold, by you on my way to Judea.
Behold.
Be helped.
Be helped. 哦，这个英文更清楚了哈。那中文如果你看到送行是什么意思
？In some version it says to give a farewell. What would this mean in this case?
是不是说哎，这个传道要去机场啊？你在那个机场把他 drop off， 这个就送行了
？Is it that we drop off the preacher at the airport?
不然是什么意思？送到目的地。
Is to bring the person to their final destination.
是这样吗
？Is it so?
那送行到底什么意思？送行有一个特别的意思哈，其实就是英文的意思了哈。
And the meaning is really what a version like NKJV say.
啊，我们来看一下约翰三书。
Listen to the Third John.
这是送行的意思。
We'll see what is the real meaning here in Third John.
约翰三书。
Third John.
第八节，好，送行就是说他到你那边去哈，你不要说送他到港口就好了哈，你要记得准备一些面包跟水嘿。
So you, when you help a person to the destination, you not only send them at the port, but you prepare their whole journey.
啊，因为他们是配得过神的人呐，他们是为主名出外的，对外邦人一无所取的，所以对你们就取一点点哦。
And because they're worthy of the manner of God, they take just a little from you.
所以你看到送行大概就是有经济上的帮助，所以是 help.
So you see that this help is
经济上的帮助就是送行。
Said more plainly, a financial type of help.
就让他可以到下一站，这一站到下一站当中呢，他的饮食啊无虑了。
So as the worker travels from point to point, they will not be lacking in food or other necessities.
所以保罗本来的意思是这样子了哈。
This is what Paul
经过让他们送行两次。
Had originally planned for them to give him this type of help twice.
那他说他这个计划是从情欲取的吗
？And then he asks, "Is my plan out of flesh?"
不是啦，因为我们刚说过了，他实在是害怕，那良心很安呐。
And we know that it is not so because he was fearful, but his conscience was clear.
那我再请教诸位弟兄姐妹，我们现在教会的一些计划是怎么做的？大家知道吗
？So I ask you again, do you know how we plan things in church?
我说总会的工作计划怎么出来的？大家知道吗
？Particularly referred to the, for example, the schedule made by the GA.
或者传道人分派到哪里，怎么决定出来的？大家知道吗
？Or how do we decide where to send ministers?
我们是用情。我们是恍惚不定的，又用情欲取的吗？是忽视忽挥的吗
？Do we this according to the flesh？
哦，不是啊，哈、哦！我最近我看到听到个同事在讲哦，跟 NCC 代表讲，其实我们总会做决定，不是一个人的决定。
And lately, I heard a coworker explain to an NCC attendee saying that in the GA, we do not decide things through one person only.
我说实话，我对有的人听到总会就跳起来，我实在是有点不太了解。虽然以前我也是，有点同情，但是我进了企业就越来越不同情了。
And sometimes when I hear people jump as soon as they hear GA, before I was more understanding. Now I don't know why they have such an adverse reaction.
实在是，在里面跟在外面呢、哦，有很多认识上的误差。
And really, the view is different from the inside than from the outside.
以前我们都觉得，哎呀，总负责一个人呢，哈，那大概是做一切的决定吧，大概会这样想。
We thought originally that there was a main person that is responsible and decides everything.
但其实真的不是。比如说，你看这个教会快要 publish the schedule 哈，这些是什么排呢？这个连总的宣道处先排，连总要什么人，他 那个日期先填。
The reality is
要派某某传道到这个阿根廷啊，到这个巴西啊，这个一年的年度十六年总传道要的人，他先排。我们支持他们圣工，因为我们像谢长老来，我们不是接受年总的帮助吗？我们是一家人嘛，所以我们就支持年总的工作这样子。
So as for how the yearly schedule is laid out by the GA, first of all, the IA takes precedence, and they assign the pastors to different countries.
那再来就是训练这个宣道处的同工排。
And next,
SSC 整个教会哪一个传道到哪里做宣道的工作，宣道处的同工在排这样子。
The next event or type of work that has higher priority is events such as SSC and also evangelical type.
因为教会的宣道工作很重要。
Because evangelism is very important to our church.
再来就是请其他组的同工继续一直排下去，然后最后总负责看有 conflict 的地方，他就把他的教室一下这样子。
And next, the different groups they put forth their needs, and lastly, the board members adjust any conflicts that might arise.
所以哦，我常常觉得那个启示录的教会哈，如果你只是看启示录的教会，到教会里，到我们来读一下，我觉得我们现在的教会真的是像启示录的教会。
And I feel that oftentimes our church is like the churches in Revelation.
所以请大家对我们的教会的组织还有我们的工作要有信心，我们不是凭着私欲哦，一会儿这样，一会儿那样的。
And let us have faith in the way things are handled in our church, because we do not do things out of the flesh.
你看，启示录的二十一章。
Let's see Revelation chapter 21.
这里很漂亮的地方，但是我只有 highlight 一点哦。
There are many beautiful verses here, but I want to highlight just one.
二十一章的二十二节、二十三节。
Chapter 21, verses 22 and 23.
二十一章二十二节到二十三节。
Chapter 21, verses 22 and 23.
George, would you please read?
What I saw from the temple in it for the Lord, the Almighty, and the Lamb are in its temple. 23. Their city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is in the light.
这边提到说这个城内没有日夜光啊，
不
用日夜光，因为神的荣光就很大的啦。
In the city, there's no sun or moon to shine because God's glory fills it all.
主耶稣本身就是这个城的殿。
And Jesus himself is the temple in the city.
所以我们在教会里面，我觉得在基业里面，我常常觉得说，以前我也没有想的很多，我今天才知道说，其实很多这些基业的人都是被选的。
And I didn't think much about it before, but now I realize that many people in church or in the GA are elected.
那你在想哦，大家是不是很喜欢去 GA 服务呢？
So think about it. Do people actually like to go to serve in the GA?
我分享自己一个软弱。有一次哦，一个同工说哦，我们都喜欢上 GA。那一年我就拒绝被提名。
And one year, there was a coworker saying that would like to be in the GA, and that year I declined to be.A candidate.
我心里很气啊，我本来就很不想做啊，为什么你说我们喜欢去那里呢？
So I was upset because why is it that you say this in one manner but you think in another?
那是我的软弱了。
And this is how our weaknesses are shown.
感谢主，我们在基业里面工作服事啊，没有加一毛钱的。
But thank God that in the GA 没有加一毛钱。
我们的 salary 没有 add 1 cent 啦。
Oh, because we serve in the GA, our salaries are not increased by 1 cent.
Oh, 真的，你在看，我们也没有什么裙带关系，什么利害关系，什么这个政治关系都没有啊。
We have no political affiliations or any other conflicts of interest when we work in the GA.
大家做事情就是看神的心意是什么，这样做。
And when we do things, we think, what is the will of God?
所以我们做计划要去哪里，在那里这里是凭着血气在决定的吗
？So when we make plans to go here or there, do we do it out of fleshly desires?
我们做一个决定，不是全部大家都要通过吗
？Is it that everyone has to agree when we make a decision?
啊，这个是我们在神面前真的有一颗很无愧的良心呢。
Before God, we keep a clear conscience.
其实这些话其实都不用说，如果没有人确认，其实都不用说的了。
And really, if no one doubts, then there is no need to say any of these things.
但是因为啊，隔着一层墙啊，就有不了解的地方。
But because of, of this type of circumstance, there are points of misunderstanding.
所以有时候就要凭着良心来解释。
So sometimes you have to explain things from the conscience.
但因为保罗说我们是没有改变的，那你们说我们改变，所以我们所传的福音可能也改变。保罗说没有了，我们所传的福音也是没有改变的了。
So Paul says that not because our plans change, the gospel that we preach changes.
你知道，如果你跟一个约会啊，或者一个人这个，如果一个人聚会常常迟到，你会想怎么样看这个人？
So if some a member of church comes to service late every time, what will you think about him or her?
你想，哇，这个人一定很懒，对不对？
You might think that they are lazy.
我这个人不敬畏神，每次聚会都迟到。
This person has no godly fear. That's why they come late.
哦，一个约会迟到，你会跟这个人打折扣。你看，约会每次都迟到。
If you have a meeting with a person and the person also was late, you might feel that they don't care.
所以你会对这个人的quality 对这个人的品质打折扣啊，那你信的一定也是要打折扣的，你传的也一定要打折扣的。
So then your opinion of the person diminishes, and then what they say will also diminish.
保罗说，所以他们解释我们所传的没有不用不可以打折扣，我们所传的是主耶稣了。
But Paul says what we preach cannot be depreciated because this is Jesus Christ.
所以我们在十八节到二十二节。
Let's see verse 18 to 22.
我指着信实的神说，我向你们所传的道，并没有又是而又灰的 19, 因为我和希拉并提摩太在你们中间所传神的儿子耶稣基督总没有是而又灰的，在他只有一世。二十节，神的应许不论有多少在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是可以阿们的，叫神因我们得荣耀。这边提到说呢，无论是耶稣基督啊，福音啊，这个都是不变的啦。
It says here that no matter if we are talking about the Son of God or Jesus Christ, nothing of this changes.
神的应许也是不会变的。
And God's promise does not change either.
真的，有时候我们呢，要抓住神的应许来祷告。
And sometimes we need to hold on to God's promise when we pray.
因为神的应许绝对不会改变的。
Because God's promise is never changed.
只要你有信心抓住神的话去做。
If you only hold on to God's word and do likewise.
你会看到神的恩惠。
And you will certainly see God's grace.
你们有没有听过我讲我们那个 guinea pig 的故事？
I don't know if you heard my guinea pig story.
我有以前有讲过吗？我讲太多次了，我都忘了。
I said it so many times, I'm not sure if you heard it.
有听过的请举手。
If you think you have, please raise your hand.
就不用再讲一次了。我一个好朋友叫 Peter.
I have a friend called Peter.
他们要回台湾度假。他回台湾度假。
Well, he went to Taiwan once for vacation.
然后就叫我照顾，叫我们家照顾他的 guinea pig 啦。
And he asked me to take care of his guinea pig as a favor.
我是很讨厌那只臭老鼠啊。
And I really hate that smelly rat.
然后他还给我一只小鸟 parakeet 照顾啊。
And he also gave me a parakeet to take care of.
我是很喜欢吃那只鸟啊。
And I really like the bird.
那只鸟到我养了它之后，以后我就 addicted to birds 了。
And after that experience, I actually became addicted to birds.
但是我还是很讨厌老鼠啊。
But I really hate rodents.
因为他在一个盒子里面，我们家的人怕他太闷死，就把他打开一个洞，让他透透气这样子。
And because the guinea pig was confined to a box, we drilled a hole so that it could breathe and would not suffocate.
结果想不到再去看老鼠，不知道怎么从那个洞跑出去了。
And we don't know how, but this guinea pig actually managed to crawl out of the box.
我心里实在有点高兴。
And in my heart, I was secretly joyful.
但是后来不行啊，想说这个是人家的宠物啊。
But then I remember this is not my pet, it's someone else's pet.
而且 Peter 的女儿又没有兄弟姐妹，这个 guinea pig 是他弟弟啊。
And this guinea pig was like the brother of brother Peter's daughter.
Brother Peter's daughter's brother. 那后来我们就去找啊。
So then we try to find the guinea pig.
啊，怎么到 garage 去找都找不到啊，这样子。
And we circled the house time and again, but we couldn't find it.
开门到隔壁去啊，这个通通找不到啊。
We even went to the neighbors, but we couldn't find it either.
结果看到隔壁有一只猫哦，躺在那里晒太阳啊，肚子大大的。
And then we saw the neighbor's cat lying there on the grass, sunbathing.
我想说，哇，糟糕，说不定跑到他肚子里面去了。
So I thought maybe the cat ate it.
可是还是不知道，不晓得怎么回事了。
But we didn't know what actually happened.
我太太就跟我们商量说，到底要怎么办呢
？So I discussed with my wife what to do.
然后我们来祷告啊，求主耶稣带领他回来了。
And we concluded saying, let's pray and ask God to guide the guinea pig back home.
我们说啊，怎么祷告？什么时候让他回来
？So I asked, how do we pray? What should we pray for? When should he come back?
我就跟我太太建议说，我们来祷告哈，等 Peter 十天后回来之后，第九天他再回来就好了。
Let's say that as the guinea pig to return on the ninth day because Peter comes back on the tenth day. And my wife said, no, let's pray so that he comes back tonight. So very innocently, we knelt down and prayed. And then I forgot about the whole matter after praying because I really hated it.
晚上十点钟的时候，哎，我们家怎么客厅从那个门的下面哦，一只老鼠跑进来了。Then
at night at 10 o'clock, we saw like a rat walk through the door.
啊，我们那个小朋友大叫啊，我也不敢抓，我太太不敢抓。And
our children were screaming, and none of us dared to grab the animal.
我叫儿子说，儿子，你比较勇敢，你抓。So
I tell my son, you get it.
真的很奇妙，你那个老鼠也会跑回家，祷告老鼠可以跑回家。
So you see that prayer can bring back even a rat. Once Brother Lin asked me to take care of a small dog.
奇怪，我们家好像是动物园的。
And my house, as you can imagine, is like a zoo sometimes.
我们家很喜欢小狗了。And
we had the small dog.
我们家很喜欢小狗，除了我以外了。In
my family, except me, we like dogs.
就李弟兄小狗也跑掉了。And
this dog also ran away.
真的，李弟兄说他本来有双胞胎，同样一只polymanium，跑掉就没有回来了。他你自己跟我讲的嘛，哎，那我糟糕了，那这只又不见了，怎么办呢
？Brother Lin said that the dogs were actually twins, and one of his ran away, and this one that he gave me also ran.
那真的是李弟兄的儿子哎，我是跟大家说，真的是他儿子啊。And
this is really the son of Brother
Lin. 我把人家的儿子搞掉了，我这下子真的是。
How can I? What can I do if the sun disappears?
所以我们现在先讲好，如果你们家有小狗到我们家，什么动物到我们家哦，以后掉了没有赔哈，先讲好。
So now you know, if you leave your dog at my home, if it disappears, this is not my responsibility.
怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
祷告啊。
We pray.
这就是很单纯的祷告嘛。
We pray very innocently.
当然也去找。
And then we go look for it.
隔天也找到了。
And we found it next day.
真的是。 神就是你只要信就必得着，神的应许哈，无论有多少，在主里面都是是的，都是可以阿门的。
As long as you believe, you will receive, because all promises in the Lord are amen.
我们人生有时候很多困难。
In life, we are filled with trouble.
你在困难当中哦，很容易失望。
And in trouble, often we become disappointed.
但是你要相信。
But you must believe.
只要信。 合乎神旨意就会得着。
That if you have faith and what you if you believe is according to God's will,
所以保罗说，我们所传的福音不是是而又非的，耶稣的应许总是是的。
Paul says that what we preach is not ambiguous, but is either yes or no in Jesus Christ.
那再来第三点哈，为什么他改变计划呢？
Then the third point of why he changed his original plan.
下个slide哈，就是为了要宽容你们。
This is the next slide. It is to give you time to repent.
我们来看二章的第二章一章的二十三节。
Let's see, chapter 1, verse 23.
一章二十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 23.
我呼吁神给我的。
23. Moreover, I call God as witness against my soul that to spare you, I came no more to Corinth.
24. 23节没有讲，是为了宽容你们了。 To spare you, right? To spare you. 所以为了宽容你们，所以我才不去的啦，给你们时间呢。
The reason I didn't go is to give you time because I want to spare you.
我们来看二章的三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
二章的三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
请读。
3. And I wrote this very thing to you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow over those from whom I ought to have joy, having confidence in you all that my joy is the joy of you all.
恐怕我到的时候，我没有去，因为恐怕我到的时候，应该叫我快乐那些人，叫我忧愁了。因为你如果悔改，我就快乐了。但是你没有悔改，你本来应该叫我快乐的，我没有悔改，那我就忧愁了。Because
I am afraid that those who should repent do not repent, and then I cannot be joyful over the situation.
所以我觉得从这个这样子情况看起来，悔改也是需要时间的。
So from this we can see that repentance also takes time.
改变也是需要时间的。改变不是一朝一夕可以达成的。Change
also needs time. It cannot be instantaneous.
我想对结过婚的人这一点是比较了解，对不对？
And to those of you who are married, you may understand this more.
你不是很希望你太太或是先生改变一下吗？
Don't you wish your spouse change immediately?
结果，请问你的太太先生经过多少年才改变呢？
But I ask you, how many years did it take for them to show some change?
通常我发觉到他会改变哦，因为你先改变了。
Normally, I realize that the other changes if you change first.
不是那么容易耶。 你有没有觉得你生命当中有一个 fault， 好像是一个 curse 一样，一辈子跟着你这样子。
I don't know if you feel that as you live, you feel that there is a curse that follows you on.
那个问题哦，从你年轻时代就你就有一个喜爱，有一个你虽然克制自己没有去做，但是你在十年、二十年之后，你会知道你还是要用很多的力量去克制那个你很不喜爱的那个 desire， 这样子。
I don't know if you realize that maybe since you are young, you have a desire that you try to fight over and over again, but you cannot get rid of.
啊，所以真的。人的一些个性哦，不是一下子可以改变的。
So we can say that character cannot be changed from night to day.
但是圣灵有办法哦，所以圣灵的更新是 gradually 的，是一点一滴的啦哦。当然有时候圣灵愿意的话，也可以马上改变了。
But in the Holy Spirit, everything is possible. With the Holy Spirit, you can change instantaneously, or it might take some time as well.
但是通常啊，需要一点时间了哈。
But normally, time is needed to see a change.
那保罗是怕说哦，他已经立定志向了，我要去的时候呢？要你们没有忧愁了。二章一节哈。
For Paul says that when I go there, I hope that there is no sorrow.
二章一节，请你读。
Chapter 2, verse 1. But I determined this within myself, that I would not come again to you in sorrow.
大家不要再攀望别人了，大家见面的时候不要再伤心了啦。
So let us not have any sort of conflicts or arguments or sorrow when we meet.
这个是保罗的希望啊。
This was Paul's wish.
我们再看二章的十节。
Let's see chapter 2, verse 4.
二章十节
Chapter 2, verse 4.
请读
For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have so abundantly for you.
保罗为了写一封信，写这封信，他是多多流泪的写信。
Paul said that to write this epistle, he shed many tears.
那写了这封信之后，让他们怎么样？让他们难过，让他们忧愁。
And this was for their grief.
有时候我们有时候工人在指导别人的时候，有时候话讲重一点，人家会哭了。
And when we workers try to direct people in a more strict fashion, people might cry.
那人家哭的时候，有时候我们也会睡不着觉。
And when they cry, we might not be able to sleep at night.
就是这样子，有时候真的不晓得怎么去处理那件事情。
But this is how it is. Sometimes we don't know the right way to proceed.
小弟自己就有这样的一个经验。
And I myself have such an experience.
有一个年轻人来consult一个问题。
And there was a youth who came to me with a question.
我实在是，就是很自然的，我就说你这样做真的是。
And very naturally, I taught the youth what I thought was the best way to deal with this question.
就看到他眼泪就这样掉下来呢。
And I saw the tears slowly.
我就吓一跳啊！怎么那么敏感
？And I thought this person is really sensitive. What did I just say?
所以哈。开刀之前要下药，到底要下多少也是一门学问呢。
And therefore, it is quite a wisdom to know how much anesthesia to apply before surgery.
这个又要你好，又要你不忧愁。
Because we want you to be well, but not to suffer.
但是有时候，保罗最后讲说，其实按照神的忧愁还是好的。
But Paul says that if it's according to God, then the sorrow is also beneficial.
因为有时候按照神的旨意，忧愁才是得喜乐的来源。
Because sometimes the sorrow, according to God's will, is the source of joy.
来，我们来读这个，因为前面的信叫他们忧愁了，所以保罗就让他们想一想了那以后再去这样的意思了。
Because the previous letter brought them sorrow, Paul was thinking carefully before going again to Corinth.
保罗说要选择原谅。
And Paul says he chose to forgive.
时间到了，对不对
？To spare.
好，我们默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。我们下次继续。
We'll continue next time.